Crabgrass is one of our biggest weed problems in the home lawn, and millions of dollars are spent each year to combat that problem. There are several things that you can do to limit the amount of crabgrass present in your lawn, and most notable of those is to improve your turf grass density. The golden rule of any turf grass weed control program is that 70% of all weed control comes from having a dense turf grass canopy. So your lawn is actually controlling most of the weeds. But the lawn alone is not enough. Particularly for both cool and warm season turf grasses in this time of year, these grasses aren't quite where they need to be in terms of growth rate. So you're going to have thin areas. Some of the warm season grasses are actually dormant this time of year. So crabgrass and other annual weeds have an advantage in terms of being able to germinate and become established without worrying about intense turf grass competition this time of year. That's why we use pre-emergence herbicides to battle weeds like crabgrass in the spring. No doubt you have seen a number of these products currently being marketed on store shelves. So what do you need to know about choosing the appropriate pre-emergence herbicide and utilizing that product effectively in the lawn? The first thing is that pre-emergence herbicides do not control emerged crabgrass, so the weeds must be in the seed stage for these products to be effective. Mainly, the product is targeting the weed as its seed are germinating. So the best thing to do is to apply your pre-emergence herbicide as close as possible to that germination event. Crabgrass will typically germinate in the spring of the year when soil temperatures reach a sustained 55 degrees Fahrenheit. This phenomenon can also be measured by what are called growing degree days. Growing degree days utilize the maximum high and minimum low temperature each day as an average, and you subtract the base temperature, which is a biological base of some growth parameter. In this case, the biological basis for crabgrass germination, which is 55 degrees. So when calculating growing degree days with a base 55, we often find that crabgrass starts to germinate and emerge at between 70 and 140 growing degree days. Now, growing degree days and soil temperatures are excellent scientific indicators of crabgrass emergence, but they may not always be useful to the average homeowner who is predicting crabgrass germination. Nor are they always useful for determination the application of pre-emergence herbicides. It's very difficult for the average homeowner to employ these practices, and these practices aren't very good as predictors because the weather is very hard to predict. And the accumulation of growing degree days or average soil temperatures depends on your ability to predict when that's going to occur. It's easy to measure it once it has occurred, but it's difficult to predict when it will occur. So oftentimes we find ourselves looking for other indicators to properly time our pre-emergence herbicides. Forsythia bloom and daffodil emergence are two excellent biological indicators. Forsythia bloom can vary from one site to another and from one cultivar or ecotype of forsythia to another. But in our research at Virginia Tech, we feel that timing your crabgrass pre-emerge herbicide for between the point when most of your forsythia are at 100% full bloom and when the plants are at 50% bloom drop. So 50% bloom drop would be the latest possible timing for crabgrass pre-emerge application. Other considerations, aside from the application timing, you want to use a product that has a consistent size of the granule, as well as make sure that the product is blended such that all of the active ingredients are in each granule, rather than having one granule with active ingredient 1 and another granule with active ingredient 2. Because in a sense, products that are going to give you the most uniform application will give you the best crabgrass control. Another factor to keep in mind is that for almost all products marketed for crabgrass pre-emergence control, these products require some type of irrigation or rainfall to activate them. So try to time your treatment prior to a rainfall event and hope that that rainfall event is not excessive to the point of massive runoff. Another important consideration about pre-emergence herbicide applications for crabgrass control is that what we're trying to do with these products is establish a barrier to crabgrass emergence. As the plants germinate and try to emerge into that turf environment, we have set up a barrier of herbicide that these plants will intercept and the plant will be controlled. Anything that you do to disrupt that barrier, such as edging along your sidewalk, core aerating your lawn, these things will damage that barrier, and they should be done prior to the treatment of that pre-emergence herbicide, because you don't want to disrupt your barrier and allow crabgrass to germinate in the areas of soil that you have disrupted. So avoid any soil disruption after treating. And finally, crabgrass pre-emerge products typically last about 1.5 to 2.5 months. So if your situation is characterized by thin turf grass, excessive rainfall in the season where you're treating, or excessive crabgrass population density, you'll probably need to apply a second treatment about 2.5 months after the first treatment. So let's recap the major points of effective crabgrass pre-emerge application. Number one, time your product application timing as close as possible to crabgrass germination timing, but not after the point when you can see crabgrass plants in the lawn. You want to use a product that has uniform size and blended granules in the product. Incorporate that uniformly applied product into the soil with rainfall or irrigation. And don't disturb the soil after application. And finally, make a second treatment about 2.5 months after the first treatment in situations where you have thin turf grass density, excessive rainfall, or excessive crabgrass population density. So all these are excellent things to think about when purchasing and utilizing a crabgrass pre-emergence herbicide. Time is wasting. Get out and get your product quick. In the southern and most eastern parts of the state, you're probably a little late at this point. In that case, you want to scout very closely in the lawn to check for if there is any emerged crabgrass. If not, go ahead and treat your pre-emerge product. If there are, you might want to consider using a post-emergence crabgrass herbicide, which we will cover in another recording. But for the western part of the states, and certainly in the mountainous areas, now is the time. We will probably be safe up into April for our crabgrass pre-emerge applications in the west and the mountain states.